When you first came to the tribunal, what kinds of ideas did you have about how the tribunal was going to work? What goals did you have? What did you think it was going to achieve?
So I think that this was twofold. As I told you in the beginning, the first thing was that my own eagerness as a young lawyer to go abroad. Also, that was a United Nations experience. From my perspective, United Nations has always been a prestigious institution. I was joining the UN, and so I was a young lawyer. My dream was also to expand my experience and share it with them. But of course, when I went there was also some level of disappointment, in a sense that, you know, coming from a developing country, you know, joining the UN for a UN tribunal, I was expecting to find something quite functional, quite very well set. So the tribunal, of course, was an institution in the making with a lot of chaos, not everything working. To some extent, I was even missing my old office in the Supreme Court in Senegal, which is a very nice place, well set, into the Atlantic Ocean. So there was that mixed feeling of, you know, participating in an extraordinary venture, but also when I arrived on the spot, some level of disappointment with those chaos, people really searching their way. So, but at the end, it was really a very good experience. So,
what were some specifics of things that that disappointed you, or just felt like they weren't working yet when you got here?
So, no, it's just about the level of organization at the time. So, I was in a team of investigators. I should say that I come from a civil law background. I am used to things being done in a certain way. Having, for example, when you have to prosecute a case, so, of course, you have a prosecutor who is directing the investigation. So I found myself with a team of investigators with no link with the legal team directing them specifically. Yet we were dealing with very specific crimes like genocide and so on. For example, as a lawyer, I quickly learned some of those basic concepts. But I was also working with many non-lawyer, poor people who have just a police background. They may have been very good investigator, but they did not necessarily have any clue as to, you know, what specifically you need to look for when you take a statement. So that kind of chaos, of course, was a little bit of a disappointment for me.
Do you feel that at that time people had a clear idea about what genocide meant, what kinds of evidence you needed to collect for genocide, to support an indictment of genocide? Mm-hmm. Or do you think is that something that changed in your experience over time?
No, I think that, you know, there was not, there were obviously people who clearly understood it, but what was a little bit of a disappointment was that the lack of connection, strong connection between the legal team and the team of investigators. Because I think that this also comes a little bit from the background even of the tribunal. From what I learned, what happened was that when the tribunal was set up, they did not have readily everything available. And the tribunal institution was, to a large extent, reliant on the goodwill of some state. I know that states like Canada, Netherlands, they sent their own policemen. They sent them on mission to come and help the office of the prosecutor. But the problem, of course, was that, you know, not all those people received that adequate training in respect of those very specific crimes. And, for example, for the Dutch people, you would see people who would even take statement which was not usable at all because of the poor language, because English or French not being their language, that would be very poor language. And to the extent that once now those statement, because the tribunal, the way it was functioning was the following. You have statement taken by investigator, and then those statement now will be made available to the team of lawyers who would now translate them into indictment after all the analysis was done. But it has happened time and time again that the team of lawyer were not in a position to make use of the statement being made available to them. So they had sometimes no choice but just to send back the statement, okay, would you contact again the witness and so on, try to elicit this type of evidence we will really need to lay the ground for those specific crime, which was of course a waste of time. But I think that it has, you know, it has to be understood in the context of how the tribunal started operating. Because before I left Kigali, of course, now things had improved. You would see a team, legal advisor now directing specifically, you know, team of investigator, which unfortunately was not the case when I first joined the tribunal.